It's good to be here. It's good to have a full stomach, right? That brunch was promised to you was wonderful. And now we're going to give you two short messages Garrett and I will share. And the topic that I would like to share on is Bible study. Let's get rid of this. Study the Bible. I would like to encourage, exhort, even motivate you to study the Bible. And how I'm going to do that is I'm going to try my best to answer three questions. Number one, why? Why should we study the Bible? Ecclesiastes 12:12 says, "Much study is wearisome to the flesh." Right? It's wearisome. Have you ever tried to sit down, gone to sit down to read? All of a sudden you're tired. Right? I can't keep my eyes open. There's some effort to it. So why do we go through that effort to study the Bible? Also, what? What do we mean by study the Bible? Right? We've all been to school. We've all had to study. Is that what we're talking about, or is it something else? Right? I was talking to Jim earlier. I got saved at a young, early 20s. When I wore a younger man's clothes. Right? And I was fortunate to be with some people that encouraged me to read the Bible every day. And so, as a young Christian, I began that, and I've done that my whole life. And so, I have read the Bible, but not so much study. There's a difference between just reading the Bible and having purpose to study the Bible. So, I'd like to answer that question. What do we mean by studying the Bible? And finally, how? How are we going to do that? How do we study the Bible? So anyway, that's three questions, one topic that I'd like to share on this morning. And fortunately for me and for you, all three of these questions can be answered in one verse. Right? Right? Anybody want to guess what that verse might be? 2 Timothy 2:15. Okay. Let's turn there. Let's read it. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this time that we as an assembly can meet together and be in the word, to take your word in, the words that came out of your mouth, the words that got written down, the words that we handle in this book we call the Bible. We pray that it would have an effect on our daily life. This coming week, may those words that we hear and speak today work in our soul and live out of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so you can see that there's three parts to this verse. There's three parts separated by two commas. Right? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We're going to take this verse apart and take a look at it, okay? When I was a boy, growing up in the small Midwestern town, Chicago, my father was a machinist. He was a tool and die maker. It's good to talk about your dad on Father's Day. He was a man who never changed jobs. He had that job for 50 years. Now, the company he worked with was sold, and then that company was sold, and then we moved out to California because the company had been sold, but he never lost his job, and he kept that job until he was 66, I think. He was an apprentice for 2 years, and then he was drafted and went overseas and fought in World War II, came back, right back to that same job, and continued on till the day he retired. Now, he went to work early in the morning before the family was up, at least before I was up, and came home early. And so in the evenings, he had more time than most, and when he wasn't watching Chicago Blackhawks or the White Sox, he was down in the basement. He had a wood shop. And at one point, he took a class, a correspondence class, in how to repair TVs, how to repair televisions. And I remember under the stairs, going down to the basement, there were all kinds of old TVs, right? Parts for TVs, tubes for TVs. He learned how to fix TVs by taking them apart, right? You learn things by taking them apart. If you were ever in a high school biology class, you took that frog apart, right? To figure out how it worked, right? Well, what we'd like to do is to take 2 Timothy 2:15, take it apart, and look at it, okay? Let's start with the first part. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Okay, so according to that verse, why should we study the Bible? To be approved unto God. It's interesting. I mean, I thought I was approved. Right? I'm accepted in the Beloved. Right? Christ is, right? The Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Right? We're in Him. Aren't we also well pleasing unto God? Right? Aren't we complete in Him? Right? Aren't we sealed with the Holy Spirit? Right? Haven't we died to sin? Right? Aren't we alive unto God? So what does that mean, approved? I thought I was approved. Well, all of those things that I just mentioned are our position in Christ, right? The moment that you trusted in the blood of Christ, right, you were put into Christ, and that's your position. It will never change. Aren't you glad about that? It'll never change. There's nothing you can do because it's about what He did. There's nothing that you can do to take you out of that position in Christ. That's our standing. Right?
Can't deny yourself.
Praise the Lord for that, right? But there's also the matter of our state and our practice. And how we live our daily lives. Okay? The way that we think, the way that we speak, the decisions that we make. The verse says, study to be approved. But it doesn't say that, does it? It says, study to show yourselves approved unto God. Not to be approved, but to show yourself approved unto God. Well, since he's not here, I'm going to talk about him. John Verstegen, right? I'm going to talk about him because he's not. It's all good. It's all good. Let me ask you: do you think that he studies the Bible?
Yeah.
Right? Do you think that he studies a little or a lot? A lot. You all feel that way. I agree with you, but you've never actually seen him. You know, only Lori, his wife, knows really how much he studies the Bible. You don't know that. So why do you say that? The answer is that because it shows. It shows. Every time he gets up and speaks a message, it shows that man has studied the Bible. Just an aside, take a quick look at Philippians 3:17. Philippians 3:17. As long as we're talking about John. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example." I didn't have this terminology when I first came to these meetings. It was about 5 years ago. We walked in like bears walking in. We walked in. Sure, there's some seats right up here. You want? Up to you. I like dogs. There's two over here too. When we came, my wife and I came, and we heard the speaking from this podium. I didn't have the terminology, but I marked that man. I marked him. That's a man that follows Paul, who followed Christ. Right? It shows. It shows. And for us, when we study the Bible, it shows. Why study the Bible? It shows. It shows in your daily life. Like I said, it shows in your speech. It shows in your decision making. Right? That's why we study the Bible. Another verse. 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians. I knew a man who used to call it 1 Californians. It could apply. 1 Corinthians 11, 19. Why do we study the Bible? Well, I'm going to read 17, 18, and 19. "Now in this I declare unto you, I praise you not, that ye come together, not for the better, but for the worst. First of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I partly believe it, for there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you." Doesn't that sound like Timothy? Study to show yourself approved unto God. Right? If I were to say something heretical, right? Not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But if I did, I'm willing to believe that most of you would say, "Okay, next." Right? Right? Keep going. Keep moving. Let's get on to Garrett. Right? Well, how do you know whether something's heretical or not? Right? A heresy is something that is contrary to sound teaching. Right? Well, how do you know that? If you haven't studied the Bible, how would you know? You'd be susceptible, wouldn't you? You'd be susceptible to false teaching. So again, Why do we study the Bible? So that we have that sound doctrine in us so that we can, right, keep ourselves, to protect ourselves from false teaching. And here in Corinth, Paul said that there were heresies and that those who were approved were manifest because it showed. It showed. Okay. Another verse, 1 Thessalonians. We're still answering the question, why study the Bible? Right? 1 Thessalonians 4. 1 Thessalonians 4. And verse 11. Paul says, "And that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we have commanded you." I think it's interesting, he doesn't tell them what to study. He just tells them to study. It's understood, isn't it, what they should be studying? But take a hold that and turn to Ephesians. I really like these verses. Ephesians chapter 3 and, well, I guess I have to read, I want to get to 3 and 4, but I'll start with 1. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 1. "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote in a few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known." Paul received the revelation. What did Paul do with the revelation? In verse 3, it says, "As I wrote afore in few words." Paul receives the revelation. He writes it down. Now what is your responsibility? That when ye read, ye may understand. Right? That's like the ABCs of Bible study. Right? Paul receives the revelation, writes it down. You read, you can understand. Right? Paul's knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Study to be quiet. First of all, Paul wants you to study what he has written. Right? That you would be quiet. Now this quietness here is not an outward, not the outward, not the zip it, right? Not talking, be quiet. It is an inward quietness. It's in the inner man that we can be calm and quiet, right? And peaceful when we study the Bible. That produces a quietness in us. In Thessalonians, just the previous chapter in Thessalonians 3:3, it says that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. So the Thessalonians, Paul's writing to them, they're undergoing, right, persecution, afflictions, suffering. On the outside, it's chaos, right? But on the inside, it can be quiet, right? Because you have the Word of Christ dwelling in you richly, right? How does the Word of Christ dwell in you richly? Right? You study the Bible. Okay. Let's look at Colossians. I should move along here. Let's go to Colossians 4, verse 6. Colossians 4, 6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Okay. There's a lot of questions out there. How are you going to answer those questions? You don't want to hear me say, I think. Or, it's my opinion. You don't want to hear that. You want to hear me read Colossians 4, 6. How about 1 Peter 3? Please go to 1 Peter 3, 15. 1 Peter 3, 15. First Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Right? Well, how are you going to give an answer, right, if you don't study the Bible? Where are the answers? Right? They're in the Word of God. Another verse. Let's go to Proverbs. Please go to Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15:28. The heart of the righteous studieth the answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. Right? The heart of the righteous studieth the answer. When we study the Word of God, it gets into our soul, and we'll have an answer for those who ask. Right? So, why study the Bible? Well, to show yourself approved unto God, to have an inward peace and quiet, and to have answers to those who ask. Okay? That's only the first question. Well, I'm going to call an audible. You know what an audible is? Right? In football. The quarterback gets up under the center. He's gonna call a play, right? But he looks at the defense and says, "That's not gonna work." In this case, I look at the clock. It's not gonna work. I'm calling an audible.
Yeah, you want to stop here?
What I'm gonna do. I'm going to change my...
To
Y. There we go. There we go. I'm done. I finished on time.
Amen.
Okay.
I think you planned it like that.
Could be. This morning...